Our next speaker is a Cook County Board President. She is a frequent attendee at City Club of Chicago events, for which we are enormously grateful. She also encourages her leadership team, like today, to speak at the City Club of Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, President Toni Preckwinkle. All right, Madam President.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm very grateful to be here today to introduce John. Before I do that, could we have all the county people who are here stand up? Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. I not only ask my folks to come, but we try to support them when they do come. So we're very grateful for the presence of all the county staff who are here, and of course the commissioners who are present. Thank you especially. So John Yonan is an engineer. I got to know him when he worked for the City of Chicago, and I've always seen the city as a pool that I should snatch people out of and bring them to work on the county side. And John, of course, is one of our prize catches in that respect. He's responsible for the highway engineering functions for the county, design and construction and maintenance of our county infrastructure, which is 130 bridges, 570 miles of roads, 350 traffic signals, 4 maintenance districts. Now, as a result of the long-range transportation plan that we completed a couple years ago, the county's view of its role in transportation is much broader than this more traditional infrastructure list that I just gave you. And he's going to talk about that at some length. But I always like to tell this story. Forgive me, John. When I was elected in 2010, one of the things I discovered is that the county wasn't applying for a lot of federal grants. And we were in the city, you know, we always applied for as much federal money as we could possibly get. And I discovered that in not just in highways, but in lots of other arenas, we weren't applying for federal dollars. And I kind of asked around, and it turned out that there was kind of a history in the county of not doing it, because if you did it, then you had to report to the government about how you were actually spending the money. And apparently there wasn't a lot of willingness to do that, to be accountable in that way. So highways, our Department of Highways, was an obvious arena in which we were eligible for federal funding. So we approached the U.S. Department of Transportation, and we were told that we couldn't get any money because we didn't have a Department of Transportation. All we had was Department of Highways. So we changed the name to the Department of Transportation and Highways. And they said, that's a good beginning, but necessary but not sufficient. You have to have a transportation plan. So I said to the folks in transportation, okay, go find the last one we did, and we'll just update it. You know, come on, find it. So sometime later, they came back to me and said, well, we found the plan. That's the good news. The bad news is that it's dated 1940. So that was the last time the county had done a transportation plan. John and his team have worked hard not just to put together the long-range transportation plan, but to implement a broader vision of the county's operation in transportation and highways. We're very grateful to him. He's one of the most popular people in my administration, not just because he has lots of money to dole out, but because he's actually a decent guy. John, come on up.
Thank you, Madam President, for that warm introduction, and thank you, City Club, Jay Doherty, especially. Thank you for the different times that you and I have had some offline meetings, and what I really always appreciated about our meetings together, Jay, is every time we end the meeting, you end it with, what could I do for you? And I never asked to do this, but thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this opportunity to be able to tell this story. So the real introduction here today should be for Cook County Board President Toni Preckwinkle. Today, I'm just the messenger and the mouthpiece for her discussing her leadership on transportation issues. When I was hired on the last day of 2011, Cook County Highways was the custodian of those 570 miles. The president's really good at discussing our assets. of those 570 miles of road segments scattered throughout the county. For almost 100 years, we were known as the Department of Highways. And what I really love is the president's story about how she asked, at the time, the chief of staff, Kurt Summers, so how many highways do we own? Then the chief of staff said that there's none that the county owns. So the president's response was logical. Then why are we called the highway department? We need to change the name. So that's the little backstory behind why, when she was told we weren't responsible for any highways, we changed the name. So when the president brought me aboard, she instructed me to get out and talk to residents of the region, businesses, and other transportation agencies. She wanted me to understand the transportation needs of the people and the businesses in Cook County and the region. Madam President did not bring me aboard to merely fill the potholes on those stretches of highways that we maintain. Back in 2012, we changed our name to the Department of Transportation and Highways to reflect a broader view of our responsibilities. In 2013, we launched a major planning effort to give substance to our new name. The result of our long-range transportation plan called Connecting Cook County, and if you guys haven't seen it, it's online. This is it here. And a special, you know, appreciation to Frank Beal, who I saw earlier today, for all his help and effort in putting this together. This report is a call to action and provides a framework for all of our investments and our policies. It's a plan based on these three realities. Number one, the purpose of transportation is to support the economy and create livable communities. Number two, transportation is multimodal and multipurpose. And finally, number three, transportation services are provided by literally hundreds of public and private sector institutions that have to do a better job of working together. I know in this room there's a number of consultants that, again, rely on government and collaboration, but the truth be told, again, our industry has embraced the fact that we know that the condition of our assets have come to the end of their useful life and are very comfortable just focusing on rebuilding what's broken. But that's where, for years, as you know, you've heard me say before, it's short-sighted to just go after assets that have come to the end of their useful life and camp out in that world of just rebuilding the aging infrastructure. So in parallel with the plan, with the creation of the plan, the president did something extraordinary to signal her commitment to improve transportation for Cook County. She stopped a long-standing practice which preceded her of diverting tens of millions of transportation dollars to fund other county priorities. It's a step that other governments, including the state of Illinois, should consider because, as we know, the lockbox amendment did not grow the revenue stream as some thought it would. In the space of a few short years now, the scale and scope of the transportation services in the county has been fundamentally changed. All credit for that rests with the leadership of Madam President Toni Preckwinkle, and I want to give you a visual context as a way to better understand some of the projects that we've been working on over the past several years. So one of the themes that we've talked about throughout the development of the long-range plan is our complex transportation network. The map on the left displays the roadways under the county's jurisdiction. In total, the county roads make up about 5% of the roadway network in Cook County. The map on the right shows all the transportation facilities serving Cook County. The cluttered nature of the graphic on the right there highlights the complexities and challenges of developing a comprehensive plan and makes it clear that Cook County can't afford to focus only on the roads under its control. Coordination and collaboration are critical to addressing our current and future mobility needs, as it is looking just beyond our roadway responsibilities. It's important to collaborate with our transportation implementers, but you also have to use common sense. The picture on the road on the left is Center Street, a county road that had come to the end of its useful life. You're right. So, the picture on the left is 167th Street, a local road that comes to a T intersection with the picture on the right, Center Street. Those potholes on 167th Street are one block east of the intersection, which is what you see in the picture on the left. It's a snapshot of that intersection, that T intersection. Our scope of work did not include touching 167th Street, where there was no plan or any funding to address the condition of that roadway. However, 167th Street leads to a large intermodal yard. Classic example of multi-jurisdictional last-mile connections that the business community is sick of hearing government saying, not my problem, and is looking for strong leadership. Under the president's leadership, Cook County rebuilt both those stretches of roadway last year. President Preckwinkle believes that the health of communities and our regional economy depend on transportation investments. We at Cook County believe we're uniquely qualified because the transportation network doesn't end at municipal boundaries. Our six-county region is all connected to Cook County. It's with these realities as the foundation that we set forth putting together a long-range transportation plan that was not a list of projects, but a policy document that sets forth policy priorities so that Cook County can always refer back to the blueprint as a call to action on how to make the most strategic transportation investments that, once again, spur economic development and build healthy communities. And here are the five policy priorities. These policy priorities will shape the county's work and serve as the foundation for collaborative efforts with the many public and private agencies responsible for providing transportation services. I'd like to walk you through each one so that I can tell the stories of how President Preckwinkle has been a strong leader in the transportation industry in our region. Our number one priority is public transportation. Ridership in Chicago metropolitan area has been stagnant over the last several decades, in part because the region invests less on a per capita basis than many international and domestic urban counterparts. Furthermore, Cook County has long prioritized the automobile as the preferred mode of personal travel by focusing on roads and bridges to the exclusion of the other modes. And it's great that some of the other modes' leadership are here today, so glad that you guys are here. Cars, of course, will continue to have a central piece in serving the mobility needs of the county residents. However, the county must complement its road projects with transit improvements and fully embrace other modes such as walking, biking, car sharing, and ride sharing. The county fully supports CMAP's goal of doubling transit ridership by 2040. Expanding transit service, either through better use of existing resources or the development of new capacity, will be a priority for Cook County in this plan. And so here are some examples of projects. At the Rosemont Blue Line Station, the availability of undeveloped land around the station, owned by Cook County and the tollway, presented an opportunity to build a multimodal transportation center. Cook County will lead the collaborative process to redevelop the site and build a state-of-the-art transportation center. The site will require close collaboration with the village that controls all the zoning plans. And the president has hosted Mayor Stevens of Rosemont to discuss ideas on development. The president has made it clear, though, that the transportation center is going to be the hub of any development in that area because of our commitment to transportation. Cook County's contribution of $2.2 million also helped fund the 606 bicycle trail in the city of Chicago, matching in kind what the city had participated on the project, and we're very excited about the success of that project. Other multimodal transit and alternative projects, because of President Preckwinkle's close working relationship with Lake County Chairman Aaron Lawler, in the north suburbs, Cook County is collaborating with Lake County to design and construct a multi-use bridge over Lake Cook Road. This $1.5 million project, not a big deal, but a big deal to have literally an opportunity of two county executives building a bridge connecting the counties together. So this $1.2 million project provides a safe way for bicyclists and pedestrians to cross the heavily trafficked Lake Cook Road while also serving as an important component to complement the regional Skokie Valley Trail, which will provide continuous non-motorized access from Lake County all the way down into the city of Chicago. As an example of municipal border challenges, Wilmette, Winnetka, and Glenview received some Invest in Cook, which we'll talk about a little bit later, funding. Received the Invest in Cook funding for engineering so that a larger section of the trail could be designed and constructed under Cook County's leadership instead of each village designing and constructing to their village's borders. Second policy priority, we've identified freight as a priority industry sector. to support. Why? Because it provides a competitive advantage that few other regions enjoy. It's a source of jobs for our residents and profits for the local companies. Metropolitan Chicago's freight cluster has the potential to add jobs and businesses at a faster rate than any other commercial sector, and in greater numbers than the two other largest freight centers in the United States. But the transportation system must enable that growth. It is with that understanding that President Preckwinkle asked to create partners shortly after taking office to let Cook County become a create partner. After being told we couldn't be a full partner, the president didn't lose focus on the importance of freight. Instead, the opportunity to put skin in the game presented itself with the following project. The 75th Street Corridor, the biggest freight bottleneck in the nation. Madam President, recognizing the importance of CREATE to the freight cluster in our economy, sat down with each CREATE partner and committed $75 million to help disentangle this critical corridor. With freight being our long-term or long-range transportation plan's second policy priority, the CREATE partners have opened up their charter, and Cook County is now a CREATE partner. Another example of freight is the Toohey Avenue project and the importance of this project to freight movements. The project is being led by Cook County in partnership with DuPage County, Tollway, IDOT, and CMAP. This project will construct entrance and exit ramps from the Jane Addams Expressway, the new Western Bypass, and the new railroad overpass on Toohey, all to help free flow access to the Elk Grove Industrial Corridor, which, by the way, is the largest industrial corridor in the nation. Because of President Preckwinkle's close working relationship with DuPage County Chairman Dan Cronin, the $300 million local match out of the Elgin O'Hare is now more than halfway reached because of projects like Toohey and IDOT Roadway, with the design being funded by Cook County, federal grants for this project, and other Elgin O'Hare off-system improvements have been realized when Cook County and DuPage County collaborate on the limited competitive funding formulas. Before this close working relationship with President Preckwinkle and Chairman Cronin, no local funding for the Elgin O'Hare project had been secured. The third priority is equity. The purpose of transportation, as we said, is to provide access to opportunities. Transportation is the way people get to jobs, school, healthcare, recreational activities, and much more. Within Cook County, however, transportation services and the opportunities they afford are not equally distributed. The inequality in access to quality transportation facilities, jobs, and services is pronounced in South Cook and getting worse. Residents of South Cook have the longest commutes and the lowest access to jobs within the country. President Preckwinkle initiated a South Suburban pilot to improve opportunities to add economic well-being of the county's most distressed communities. A major initiative that came out of the President's Council of Economic Advisors, this pilot is designed to create a combination of jobs, housing, retail, amenities that attract and retain key segments of the regional population by linking growth strategies addressing public safety and healthy communities. Sterling Lumber was looking to expand its lumber plant and was looking outside the state of Illinois. This little town of Phoenix, Illinois, had one major manufacturer close its doors. As Mayor Wells puts it, Mayor Wells of Phoenix puts it, they locked the doors and just left town. This shell of a building left a major hole in the tax base of the village for years. Sterling Lumber and its many large semi-trucks weren't going to make a safe turn from the local road entrance to this vacant parcel onto an IDOT arterial roadway system. So Cook County took the initiative to design, identify funding, and rebuild the local road for heavy and long-term movements of the trucks. And that was a commitment we made to the village, who ultimately was able to land Sterling Lumber as their new occupant of that vacant property. This story is a great example of the president's wisdom in helping build a healthy community. I was talking to Representative Davis the other day about how the challenge that, you know, everyone in this room faces when it comes to construction jobs that are in the community for folks who could take pride in actually working on public infrastructure. But an opportunity like Sterling Lumber, a lumber company that now can be walked from the village of Phoenix. Walking is an option, bicycle riding. That's a much more, and they were looking to add about 65 new jobs. That's a much better job than a one-time construction job that makes you then go across, you know, the region or sit in the actual labor hall waiting for the next project to happen. So we're really, really excited about this Sterling Lumber story. And got another story here. Above is another example of a roadway that local agency had no plans or funding to rebuild the access to LB Steel. That's the road that actually the main trucks would go in and out of the plant, and they actually had one of their flatbeds just about flip over because the center of gravity had shifted because of the size of the potholes that were in there. And that previous project, that also those potholes, that was part of this South Suburban pilot on 167th Street. But this is the 156th Street. So Cook County led the design of 156th Street, collaborated on various funding agencies, including the Economic Development Program, which I know Secretary Blankenhorn's here, and we've been very successful with identifying Economic Development Program dollars, and some of those dollars went into rebuilding this road, so that this road will be completed next month, and we're very excited about this opportunity. So the department has been supporting this rebuilding of truck routes throughout this South Suburban pilot. The county's $20 million investment in these routes is supporting businesses that employ 1,170 workers, are investing $62 million in their facilities, and expected to add 420 new jobs. You see, these are the metrics we need to be focused on when we talk about purpose and need on projects. These kind of job opportunities, expansion, that's the story I think that will really sell elected officials on the need for sustainable transportation funding. The fourth policy priority is maintain and modernize. Cook County and its close partnership with the Tollway has been collaborating on large reconstruction projects that not only bring existing roadways in a state of good repair, but are also expanding the capacity in anticipation for growth. Under the president's leadership, a commitment to help the village of Schaumburg was realized by funding a full interchange at Roselle Road. When the tollway started the planning of the Jane Addams Expressway reconstruction, Schaumburg was only able to provide the funding for a partial interchange on Meacham Road to help access their recently completed convention center. Although a full interchange at Roselle Road would alleviate eastbound expressway traffic from a bottleneck of Illinois 53 to the Woodfield Shopping Center, which is still a problem, funding for a modernized interchange doesn't have many revenue options in today's formula funding, and unfortunately, that wasn't Schaumburg's priority. Fortunately, we were able to work with the tollway and collaborate on that and the village of Schaumburg, and a full interchange at Roselle Road will not only spur economic development opportunities like the recently built Sunstar plant, which relocated from the city of Chicago, built a really large plant, 300 square feet out in just off of the top right corner here. But we'll also provide potential transit and multimodal options with this full interchange that we built at Roselle at the Jane Addams. With the success of the completion of the Jane Addams Expressway, the tollway began planning and ultimately the design of I-294, the Central Tri-State, from 95th to Balmoral Avenue. President Preckwinkle was briefed on the scope of this reconstruction, which was to reconstruct the tollway with the same number of lanes and no exclusive shoulder for transit. So that was the plan for the Central Tri-State. President Preckwinkle did not understand why the tollway would build an all-new expanded expressway for the northwest part of Cook County and couldn't copy the same model serving the west and southern part of Cook County. Under the president's lead, we reached out to the tollway's leadership and asked what could Cook County do to advocate for a new plan on the Central Tri-State. President Preckwinkle was one of the first strong voices advocating for the widened Central Tri-State and is grateful for the tollway's leadership for changing the proposed plan to add the transit lane. Now southern communities will have a transit option to our future Rosemont Transportation Center. The fifth and final priority is to increase our investments in transportation. Cook County will push for the reallocation of existing and new funds in ways that align with its transportation priorities at the local, state, and federal level. Moreover, we'll continue to apply for federal and state competitive grants to provide additional revenues looking at the entire transportation network. At the state level, we stand committed to work with the state to find sustainable revenue options to maintain our world-class transportation network. With President Preckwinkle ending the long-standing practice of diverting motor fuel tax to other county services, this decision allowed for us to launch our Invest in Cook grant program. 106 applications were received and quantitatively scored based on metrics that were weighted based on our long-range transportation plan's 5 policy priorities. That quantitative scoring was followed up with a qualitative score based on interviews performed with all 106 local municipalities. It was such a great experience hearing how much these local municipalities appreciated the president's leadership in creating a program like Invest in Cook. The map above shows highlighted in yellow the 30 successful projects, and it's also available on our website. We are excited that Cook County is a significant participant in the efforts to improve transportation in the region. We'll continue to work with the many public and private partners that are hard at work trying to make our region a leader in the world of transportation. Thank you, Madam President, for the privilege of being able to serve Cook County. But most important, thank you for your gift of leadership and for your leadership, which is so prominently on display. It challenges me to lead and serve in newfound ways every day. Thank you.
This group down front here, there's something else, I tell you. You thought you were done, didn't you, John? He did. He really did. No questions? Really? None. Not a question. That's crazy.
Like Madam President says, we're going to start calling people.
She'll start calling people. A room full of consultants and engineers and not a question and all that stuff you just talked about. The qualitative, the quantitative, all those roads. There's one. But can you write it for me really quickly? Sorry. I try to be a good board member and stick to the rules, right? So, Cubs fan, Sox fan, while they're doing questions.
So, I go way back. I have 5 sisters, and they always took the Clark Street bus to Wrigley Field. So, I became a Cubs fan early on because of their influence. And But I do know that I've got to be diplomatic, is what I was told up here.
5 sisters, really?
Yes.
That's why he's such a good guy. 5 sisters.
Spoiled.
Are you the baby of the group?
Yes.
Oh, well then, you know. Is it written?
Yeah, it's being written.
Oh, it's being written. Did you guys sleep on this today or what? I know you guys were so intent on what he had to say.
And say thank you, John. It's a great question. Say thank you.
Setup. It's a setup. Harveen says, how do I get a Cook County pen?
A cool
Cook County pen. I don't know about these lowball questions. Really, a packed room. No seats at all. Here comes President Preckwinkle. Or is she leaving? I don't know. Oh, she's going to give you her pen. How cool is she?
Very cool.
Here they come. That's pretty cool. To get the pen from the president and all. John, can I have one of those too? Okay. Sarah Haig, is that right?
Yeah. Hey, Sarah.
Haggy. Oh, before I forget, you already mentioned Randy Blankenhorn. Where are you, Randy?
There he is.
I didn't even see him. You snuck in here. Sarah Haggy says, you're not a City Club member, Sarah. We can fix that. Real easy. See Sarah? Sarah can hook you up. This question says, where does bicycling and cycling facilities fit into the LRTP and any plans for Divvy partnerships?
Great question. So our first policy priority, when we say transit, we do include the different types of modes of transportation. You know, and one of the challenges that we have at the county is every county road, almost every mile of county road is in a municipality. And so we have passed an ordinance to adopt the complete streets policy, and we've been meeting with the various munis to help them try to pass their own complete streets policy, which, again, for some of you who don't know this complete streets, it's to look at the government's right-of-way and design a actual cross-section that includes all users, walkers, bicyclists, and multi-use paths. So, again, it is our number one policy priority. We're really pushing to get some of these municipalities to adopt that ordinance also. Now, as far as Divvy, great, you know, opportunities are there within our right-of-way to embrace if these municipalities want to use that right-of-way, like the City of Chicago, to be able to put a Divvy station. We'd be very open to it. We have not been approached by them. But there are some ideas that are out there like that. I know the Forest Preserve Bureau is successful in that, and so things like that we would be very open to any kind of bike share company. So, I guess my answers are never short.
That's okay that they're not. Clayton Harris, are you? Where are you?
Okay. The director.
Are you a City Club member?
No.
So I like just ask that question all bold in front of everybody. We can fix that too. Sarah, wave your hand so she can, yeah. Illinois Port Authority, so I need to say, I thought he talked about this a little bit, but maybe you can talk about some of the forward-looking plans that you and President Preckwinkle are working on. How are you expanding your work with other agencies? Do you mean within Cook County, or do you mean other agencies?
All agencies. Yeah.
All agencies, to include all modes of transportation. So that's kind of a loaded question.
Yeah, it's loaded, but, you know, that's Clayton, so that's... Yeah. Well, again, you know, realize that the talk is cheap. And when, again, I get it. Everybody is fixing broken roads. That's all we have money for. But truly, you know, the president's vision was, but look at the opportunities that are going to get missed. I mean, Roselle Road would have been a missed opportunity there. And the Sunstar development, tollway's going fast and wasn't going to wait. And you think that a village like Schaumburg, which is, you know, the largest tax base in Cook County, could be able to come up with a financing plan to alleviate access to Woodfield. And so story after story of, you know, don't think that these units of government got their act together, that they have a plan. The ones that are struggling, it just was obvious in our various listen sessions that folks really wanted Cook County to play some kind of role in looking at the entire transportation network. Again, Secretary Blankenhorn's leadership when he was at CMAP early on, you know, embraced working with Madam President. Again, you know, publicly we'll say this, that, you know, there was a time with the Ileana controversy that we stood by and said, we're right behind you, CMAP, that this was not well-baked, understood. Again, that might be controversial to some people here, but it was one of those opportunities that, you know, Randy went on to become secretary at IDOT that said, do this. We want to embrace you being that agency that dips down to the municipal level, that could go to Washington because we're one of the federal letting agencies in the country, so that the potential's there. It just took partnerships. Were people willing to embrace us? You know, again, a few nice things were said about me, but Madam President opens these doors. You know, you just mentioned her name, and they're all like, fine, yeah, go ahead, let's do this. And you know that, Clayton, because the Port Authority, when you went over there after, you know, the private sector, you know, opportunity you had, why would we want to be involved in the port? You know, Clayton's over there. Okay, let's get him over here. Let's talk. And look at the opportunity as a Invest in Cook recipient, you know, a arterial street in the port. Clayton's Port, you know, the access gates you can't even get into. We got an Invest in Cook project moving forward. So thank you for the question and your leadership.
Okay, May Whiteside is asking, we sort of talked about Divvy a little bit, but will the city and county work on pedestrian and bike safety initiation? I want to hear that.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Not that I've almost hit a biker or two, but, you know, or six.
So, you know, so it's an easy one in the city. So one of the Invest in Cook projects was the Vision Zero commitment that the city came out with. Cook County is funding that to the tune of about $1.5 million. So there is a commitment to the city to be able to figure that. I'm sorry? Oh, I'm sorry. So the city of Chicago in their Vision Zero has made a commitment to eliminate, again, the goal of, you know, one death on our road network, on the expressway network, is too many. And so the commitment to put safety improvements in place to be able to reach that goal. So we know, again, that the city and funding their program is going to learn a lot, and hopefully for us to kind of get up other partnering opportunities with them. But the bigger challenge is in these municipalities. You see, our great forest preserves, everybody wants to get to the forest preserve, and it's that two or three blocks before you get to a forest preserve where there has been a number of high accident locations, fatalities. And so the challenge there, again, becomes these aren't county roads, but we want to partner with some of our municipalities that if we have to look at those stretches of roadway, Des Plaines River Trail, another project that got funded with Invest in Cook, and we're looking at various roadway systems where we can make improvements. Again, whoever owns the road, the state, county, local municipalities, our commitment is to try to make those safer, making these forest preserves trail that much more accessible.
As a pedestrian and a driver and a bus rider, I think that it's hugely important that we figure out how we're all going to commute, ride, whatever, together. And as far as the forest preserves, getting to them, you see a lot of kids with their families who are going, where is Arnold? Going zip lining, which I'm never going to do. Just not going to do it. I've agreed to do the little orb. What's it called, Arnold? Orb? Zorb? The thing in the round thing. I'll do that. But that zip lining, yeah, no. But it is important because there are so many of us on the street all trying to live and work and move together. And, yeah, it's just dangerous. So Adrian Guerrero says, I guess he got the hint. He said, yes, soon I'm going to be a member. I like that. Union Pacific Railroad. The county's contribution and leadership with the CREATE program has advanced the 75th Street something and the credibility of rail's significance to the region. What is the country's what is the county's vision for freight rail beyond CREATE to maintain the industry and freight system in Cook County? Good question.
Yes, it is. And again, thank you for your friendship, Adrian. It was tough being told no to the CREATE partners that first time around. I remember Herman and I have to come back and tell the president that they said no. And so it wasn't you, but you know, getting again snubbed there. And, you know, no question. And Madam President, if there's time, you just hear her story of her, you know, family legacy in the railroad industry. There is a lot of potential, again, with North America to look at ways that we could unbundle some of these congestion areas. But we also realize that outside, and we 100% want to support the 70 projects to create, but outside of there, we know there's also neighborhood stories of, you know, delays because certain, you know, trains just can't get into the various yards. And so a commitment to do some grade separations, looking at, again, where it's strategic. But in this case, again, we're not going to pretend as government that we know where those freight investments need to be. So a very much close working relationship. We know we have it with a number of the railroads, including Union Pacific. But we've got to figure this out. And again, as government, we think grade separations are a great solution, but they may not be. And so we're not going to kid ourselves. We're very much rookies as far as the CREATE partnership. But, boy, we stand under her leadership. Really ready to be able to advocate for funding, take on the design, and figure out what ways we can make, you know, freight our top sector here. Because, again, we know it is that job generator. So, you know, if I answered the question, are you leading me somewhere else? No? Close enough? No.
He was trying to pass you some water off his vodka, well, we so you can probably have yes. that. You can talk to him about that later. Okay, is this John Tex-Mick? Are you at this table, too? Because this is the table that was given me. Oh, you're back here. Okay, I'm struggling with this one, but I'm glad to know that you're a city club member. Baxter and Woodman John, thank you. Mm-hmm. Summit City are worried about...
autonomous vehicles? Yeah. Is the town...
Oh, that's what that says. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's engineering.
Engineers, they just, that's how they write.
Okay. Well, he's usually... Okay.
So, you got that one?
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
So yeah, the question is,
not sure.
Some at the city are worried about autonomous vehicles. Is the county studying the use of autonomous vehicles? Actually, 2 weeks ago, I missed the road builders again. You know, I know Sis Killen, who is great that she's here today. Thank you, Sis, as the assistant superintendent. She attended the road builders presentation, and I was at a peer review with Federal Highways in South Carolina, and we had one of the subject matter was autonomous vehicles and the counties really embracing the technology and the things that we need to do. And the National Association of Counties is really trying to get their arms around this. Again, it's going to be a real challenge outside the urban areas. But we think, again, there are opportunities. And there was an autonomous vehicle that I sat in. We're able to kind of get an understanding of how they work. The fear is there, but I do believe that a county network of roads and last-mile connections are going to be the first step. And so maybe that will happen in some of the industrial park areas to certain intermodal yards, which would be multi-jurisdictional responsibilities. We have heard, again, those last-mile connections are the ways that the county can step up in that role. So we're not fearful. In fact, we're embracing this opportunity. And from what I've seen, I think it really could work. And again, as government, we know we got pavement. You know, we got to do our normal maintenance to make sure this technology is embraced. And we do stand committed to doing that.
So, President Preckwinkle and John, thank you so much. I think that we've certainly learned a lot. And for those of us who are not in the engineering and consulting world, we have a whole lot of stuff to go read up on because I'm not going to tell you understood everything.
But here is a present for you.
Oh, thank you.
So you are going to become a